Well, hello again. I am back. And if you didn't know I was gone, then good for you or good for me. But I have been gone. I've been gone for about 6 months now. So this episode, I'm going to A, tell you where I've been, B, tell you what I'm up to, and C, tell you what you can do if you decide you don't want to be active with your content creation, with your social media. You're not wanting to put yourself out there. If you're too busy to put yourself out there, then this episode is for you. And for a lot of you, that's probably going to be your next few months because summer is coming. You're super busy and you're just not thinking about marketing. And so this episode hopefully will help you at least stay out there a little bit, keep it up a little bit, without having to go all in like you should be the rest of the year when you're not quite so busy. So, stick around. This episode is going to help you no matter what. Promise. Hey there. You're listening to the Savvy Host Podcast. If you're a vacation rental host struggling with branding, marketing, automations, and well, all the things, then you're in the right place. I'm Jody Bourne, a vacation rental coach, marketing strategist, and a guest at more than 50 vacation rentals and counting, and I'm excited to open the door to my office, share practical tips, tools, and strategies that will help you differentiate your property, attract more bookings, and create raving fans. So if you're ready to become a savvy host, let's hang out. Today, or this week actually, one day this week actually marks the 1 year anniversary of my first podcast episode. I actually recorded and published 3 all in the same week, which started April 25th of last year. And I had actually been working on a podcast for a long time. I'd recorded several episodes and I just couldn't get the momentum going and also the self-confidence. I've always been a little bit self-conscious of my accent. I don't know why. But I decided to go all in with the East Texas drawl, y'all. And last year, I hired a podcast coach and a visibility coach. Her name is Terry Holland. She is great. She has a great podcast called Success in Mind. I actually found her through an app called Aura, which I highly recommend. Terry, who I found through Aura, who I ended up hiring as a visibility and podcasting coach, finally helped me get my podcast out there, helped me with the confidence, helped me with the training, all of the things that I needed. Even though I had been on multiple podcasts that you may have seen me or heard me on other podcasts, I've done live speaking, I've done summits. There was just something about doing this that had me intimidated. So I started and I did 6 full months of episodes that I really enjoyed. They were doing well. I had a lot of feedback, great feedback, not only from people who had been following me for years, but also people who found my podcast, just randomly found it out there in podcast land. I think within the first month, my podcast was like in the top 100 in Canada for marketing podcasts. It hit 131 in the United States at some point for business podcasts. And so I was so psyched up. And then I just quit. So I gave up on the podcast for a little while. I had one huge website I was working on at the time, Stay in Myrtle Beach and Cozy Getaways with 35 properties. I had a large consulting project with a client that I was coaching with some setup of their vacation rental business. I was doing some copywriting. I was in summits. I spoke at the Vacation Rental Women's Conference in Nashville. Then, of course, there was Christmas. 2 of my kids moved back home, which really makes me happy because I love my kids. AJ is 32. Katie is 22. And I'm so happy to have them home. Then Christmas, of course, and the holidays happened. And then in early January, my brother Jason died suddenly. So that was, of course, stressful. I took some time off with that. Dad has been in and out of the hospital. And quite honestly, I've gone through quite a bit of depression. I have been uber stressed, just so much going on in my life, plus all of the work that I've been doing. I kind of dive into work when I'm stressed, just to, I guess, basically hide, go away into my office and hide from the world, and come out for dinner and whatever latest show my husband and I are streaming. Anyway, once again, digressing past everything that I wanted to talk to you about today, I finally feel like I am here where I can be a consistent presence again on the podcast. I've got a lot of great episodes coming up, and so I'm super psyched about getting this back out there. If you're following me on any social media, you'll note that as well. I haven't been very active on Instagram. I haven't really posted any or a lot of content over the last 4 months. Not really much on Facebook either. And I've probably sent out my email newsletter maybe once a month on average over the last few months. So I have not been actively engaging in content in quite a while. And I teach that you have to stay consistent, and you do for the most part, because consistent content helps. I just wasn't practicing what I preach, and so I felt a little bit fake about it. I felt like, you know, how can I teach people things through my podcast, or how can I show up and be a little bit present on Instagram when I'm just not feeling it, and when I'm not being consistent about it? I'm not doing this with a strategy, any strategy at all behind it. But what I learned from that is something that I hope that you can take away from this episode, because I'm going to share 10 ways that you can still be working on your marketing, still be a little bit out there, a little bit active, even if you don't have a strategy, even if you don't have a purpose for your content. But maybe, just maybe, sometimes the purpose is just to share who you are and your personality. I also teach that people buy from people. You are your brand, your business, and the personality behind your business should be ever present in the things that you do. And so if you can't create consistent content, if you are too busy with all the things going on in your daily life, in your business, your family, maybe, you know, you have a stressful event that happens, maybe you're just tired of it all and you just need to take a break, this episode is for you. There are multiple ways that you can stay active and engage with your audience, whether that's your audience on social media, through your email, that you can stay active and create those all important touch points that I talk about quite a bit, touch points with your audience, without going all in, without having this huge strategy or content that you're sharing all the time. So how do you do that? Number one is just stay connected using stories. Stories are on Instagram, they're on Facebook. They're those little tiny snippets of content that are supposed to be personable. They're supposed to be fun. They're supposed to be sharing instant updates and behind the scenes. And they can be casual. They don't have to be nice produced reels with trending audio and all of the extra pieces and parts. They can just be you talking to the camera. Don't want to talk to the camera? That's totally fine. Just a quick clip when you're out and about. Maybe you're on the beach walking around and you see a seagull, or it's a nice quiet morning and you want to take just a little shot of what's going on in your day, hiking, walking, going to the grocery store, baseball game with the kids. Those little parts of your day that you can just share in your stories, they make a huge difference when you have an audience of people following you. They tell your audience, hey, I'm still here. I'm still out here. I'm just really busy right now. And, you know, it also shares bits and pieces of your life and your personality. And that personality and that life builds a connection. I can't tell you how many connections I've made with people that have turned into business because of my dogs. Because I love my dogs. If you go to my Instagram right now, you will see in my Instagram highlight, and typically at least two or three times a week, I share content about what's going on in my life, holidays, I share recipes that I'm making. I share drinks because I like to make different kind of cocktails, mostly bourbon cocktails because I'm a bourbon girl. My husband and I go to concerts and we travel. We do road trips. We go look for the best burgers or the best barbecue. Obviously, I love to eat and I love live music. And even though I have been in kind of this state of depression, I still have been going out and sharing. And I've also been sharing memes. I love Lucy. And so I share a lot of I Love Lucy tidbits from episodes. One of my rituals every day is to watch an old school comedy from my childhood because they cheer me up. So every day I watch the news and then I usually watch at least 30 minutes of something. I Love Lucy, Gilligan's Island. Those shows really cheer me up. They take me back to my childhood. And of course, my dogs. Like I said, I've built so many connections with people because I love my dogs. And because this is another thing you should be doing. You should be connecting with the people who follow you by following them back and commenting on their stories and their life. They're sharing photos of their dogs. They're sharing photos of their travels. They're sharing photos of their kids. You can comment on that and build a relationship with them. When you're commenting authentically, you're building relationships. That's what social media is about, being social. So you can create these stories. You can create a highlight reel that tells these stories so that when people come to your social media feed, they can quickly and easily see that, you know, you have this fun life or that you have these behind the scenes moments. Another thing you can do to get ready for this time when you're about to be really busy, if you're planning at all, you can create 3 posts that live on the top of your Instagram. I hope y'all don't hear the dogs barking in the background. Who knows what they're barking at right now? But anyway, what you can do is you can create these 3 pinned posts at the top of your Instagram. You can also do featured posts on Facebook, and you can do a post that's all about you. You can do a post that is why you love hosting or just welcoming people to your social media, letting them know who you are. You can create a post that's just several photos of your property or properties. You can do another pinned post that is just a series of reviews. You can do those, have them static at the top of your feed so that when people do come to your profiles, they at least see good, relevant content. So you don't have to be worried as much about posting something often or keeping in the feed when you have this great, relevant content that's right there at the top that's pinned. If you go to my Instagram at Hey Jody Bourne, you'll see I have 3 pinned posts there. And then I also have 3 pinned reels as well that just kind of tell a story altogether of who I am and what I do. You also want to follow, comment, and share with local businesses. These people who have these local businesses in your neighborhood, in your city, in your area, if you are following them, if you're sharing their content to your stories and to your Facebook feed, then they are going to remember you. I promise. Now, it does take a while for them to remember you, but they do. They eventually start sharing back. And it's maybe not everybody, but it is quite a few people. I've told this story before about a client that I had in Hawaii. She started sharing some content from the local visitor center. Pretty soon, they were sharing her content as well. And then they ended up featuring her in their blog. And she actually got business from that relationship that she had created just by sharing content on Instagram and Facebook. So that's something you can do really quickly, 10 minutes a day, sitting in the car, you know, at the grocery store checkout line. Go into your Instagram feed. Check out what some people that you're following are doing and share that content to your stories. Create a highlight reel. Maybe your highlight reel is called Foodie Fridays. And every Friday you share in your social media feed or in your stories feed, you share a local restaurant or restaurants and what they have on the menu that week. So it's really easy and quick to do. And you don't have to really be prepared for this. This isn't content that you're sitting down and planning out. It's just quick in the moment. Another thing you can do is set up systems for your guests and ask them for their content. It's called user-generated content. You can set up an email that goes out right before their stay, ask them to mention you, ask them to tag you, and then you have content that's relevant to the current time of year, seasonal content, that you can quickly just, again, share to your stories. Maybe you can take it and share it in an email newsletter that goes out. So it's not something you're having to create. It's not something you're having to spend time on, but it's there for you. Another thing you can do quick and easy is share reviews. You get a great review on Airbnb or VRBO. It comes up on your phone. Take a screenshot, share it to your stories, create a highlight reel that says reviews, and there it is. Take a screenshot. If you don't have Instagram, share it to your Facebook feed. If you're going to do it for Facebook, then I would do two or three at a time if you can, so that one post is just several reviews. Remember that you can go back and share old reviews too. They don't have to be current. If people have left you a review on your Google business page or your Facebook page, you can share that right back to your feed. So just repurpose and resharing those old reviews and that old content is a great way to stay active and stay out there without having to plan and create excessive amounts of content. Another thing you can do that has nothing to do with sharing content is just start taking photos and videos. Then save them in your phone, on your photo, in your photo albums. Create a photo albums just for B-roll or just for future content. You don't have time to plan. You don't have time to post. You don't have time to write captions. But when you're out working in your property or you're out visiting your destination, and then later on, when you do have time, you can sit down and create a plan with all this content that you've taken over the last months before that. Another thing you can do is if you have a blog on your website, then you can just update the posts that were there. So what I did, I have about 20 or so blog posts on my website. I went in, I updated some of the things that were out of date. I created new or added links to different things. Maybe I added a sentence or two here or there, removed a sentence or two here or there, and just made it fresh and changed the date so that Google saw that the content had been updated recently. And then I shared it to Facebook. So if you look on my Facebook, my personal Facebook is where I do most of that kind of thing. But you'll see that I've shared a few blog posts over the past few months because I didn't really have anything else to share. I also shared it in my, I have an off Facebook community called the Savvy Host Community, where I've shared some of those blog posts. Maybe once every 2 weeks, I share a blog post there. So repurposing content, nothing planned, nothing strategic behind it. Just, hey, here's a great blog post I thought about, about branding, and here it is if you want to read it. That just keeps you active, keeps those touch points, keeps people remembering your name. On Facebook, it's super easy. You can use the Facebook scheduling app. You can use a Canva scheduling app connected with Facebook to just set one post up a week is really fine if you're capable of doing that. If not, go back to the stories. Facebook has stories. You can connect your Facebook business stories with your Instagram story, so it's just one quick and easy process. Another thing you might think about doing is hiring an influencer or a content creator to come out to your property and do their thing. I know you may not want to give up any of your summer dates, but it is really important to have summer content. So if you can give up a late spring or a midsummer date, one night or one day where you can hire somebody to come in and take some video footage, maybe somebody that can come in and do some drone footage of how close you are to this incredible view or the beach or the lake or whatever it is. When you can hire somebody that can come out and really create some amazing content, you can use that forever. And when you're starting to promote your summer season, you have great content. I actually have another podcast episode coming out soon that I've already recorded, and it's all about influencer marketing and the difference between influencers and content creators. Another thing that you can do that has nothing to do with even sharing content or creating content is organizing your content. Go through all of your Facebook posts and all of your Instagram posts that you've made in the past. If you're using Canva, go through and organize your Canva photos and your Canva posts and that you have. Put them into folders. Maybe you want to organize them by spring, fall, winter. Maybe you want to organize them by Instagram or Facebook. However you want to do it, then get that content organized so that in the future, when you are ready to start sharing content, you have it there. I actually purchased a spreadsheet that I'm using where I'm keeping up with all of the testimonials from clients and reviews and all of the content that's working for me. I have an entire page of this spreadsheet that's devoted to my Instagram and Facebook content that I've done in the past, and it shows the insights and the reach and what that content did in the past. And so I can take the best of the best and reshare it again in the future or change it up a little bit and share it again. That's called repurposing content. And so in order to repurpose content, you kind of need to know what content to repurpose. So take that time now, you know, one evening, a couple of days, you know, over the course of a month, and get that kind of organized. And that'll make your life a whole lot easier when you are ready to get back at it. Another thing you can do is take a course. It's really important to stay on top of how to do these things. And if you're not really familiar with all the tools and everything, if you take a 3-month break, then everything could change. I mean, everything changes so quickly on social media and so quickly in the marketing landscape that you want to stay up to date. I am a marketer. I'm in this every day with clients and teaching, and I still take a ton of courses and programs, or I'll go back through a program that I've purchased in the past and redo it, redo parts of it, listen to any new videos or anything new that is, you know, newly relevant that they may have added. So you need to be doing that too. I talk to a lot of people who are so hesitant to pay money for courses on, you know, learning how to market. And it's so important. And I'm not just saying that because I sell courses and because I create courses. If you can't afford courses, or if you're not ready to invest in a good marketing course or program, there's lots of free things that you can do just to stay on top of trends. You can, find some podcasts out there, not just vacation rental focused, but also just marketing focused podcasts. There's a ton of them. Search engine optimization podcasts. Maybe you want to download some of the freebies that people have and learn a little bit more. Maybe you want to dive into branding and learn more about how to brand your business and things that you could do to start building up that elevated brand presence. There's so many things that you can do to teach yourself and to learn how to market your business. Because you are an online business, you have to learn how to market it. Even if you're still using the OTAs, Airbnb, VRBO, you still need to be creating content, be out there, be proactive. And so you want to learn. I have a ton of freebies. I have the Perfect Guest Avatar workbook. If you haven't gone through that, it's really a game changer. I say that all the time. I have a Book Direct roadmap that kind of takes you through how to build that independent Book Direct business. And I also have a paid course coming up. I have InstaBooked that's coming up in June, and then doing a live Instagram challenge along with that in September. I have my email marketing program. I have my group coaching program I'm doing a new round of that soon. So I have a ton of courses, and there's other people out here that do. I don't know if you know Conrad O'Connell. He has his business is Build Up Bookings, and he does marketing and website design just like me, but for, I think, bigger companies than what I work with. He has a great book, though. It's on vacation rental marketing. It's on Amazon. It's the best book I've read about vacation rental marketing. I'm hoping to eventually write a book on that topic, and I can only hope that my book is as good as his, because he's a really smart marketer. And so if you're not following him on, he posts a lot on LinkedIn. If you're not following him on LinkedIn, you should be, and definitely get his book. It's not that expensive. Let's see, what else can you do? Oh yeah. emails. If you're not email marketing yet, that's okay. Don't start this summer when you're really busy. But what you can do is you can start collecting email addresses. Every single booking that you get, ask them to share their email address. If you have a TouchStay guide or a digital guide, that's a great opportunity for you to ask your guest and say, hey, I want to send out this guide to all of your friends and family that are going to be with you on the trip. Can you have them email me or can you send me their email addresses? If you have a rental agreement, you can even ask that all the adults sign the rental agreement and give you their email address. And then you can send them out the digital guide or you can send them out a welcome to our property email. And that starts that process, that touch point process. And then you have their email address so that later when you do have time, you can add them to MailChimp or whatever you're using as your email marketing platform. You can add them to that and start marketing to them when you have that time back. Another thing you can do is if you're already sending emails, send something out in early May, mid-May that says, hey, y'all, I'm going to be busy for the next 3 months, so you probably won't hear from me much. If you have a question, if you need help planning a trip, if you want more info, feel free to email me and then tell them, you know, hey, maybe I'll get a chance to email you later on this summer and just check in. And then later on this summer, maybe you have some free time where you can share, like I said, send them one of your old blog posts, send them out just some images of your property or some reviews, or maybe it's a list of what's coming up, you know, Labor Day weekend when you don't have any bookings, or remind them of the seasonal things coming up in fall if you're starting to book for your fall or winter. You can do that quick and easy. Okay, so I'm reading back through my list, making sure I think I have everything that I was going to mention today. But the final thing that you can do if you are too busy, if you are depressed, if you are stressed, if you need a break, if you have what I call hide under the bed syndrome, another thing that you can do is just put it to the side. Put it to the side and forget about it. Now, definitely don't recommend that, but you know what? Sometimes it's what you do. Sometimes you have to take a break. Maybe if you're a creative person like I am, maybe that means doing something else creative to keep your brain working. Maybe that is, you know, taking up a watercolor class or reading, journaling, anything that can keep your creativity up. I do puzzles. I love putting together puzzles. And even though that's not super creative, it still is. It challenges my brain a little bit. So another thing that you can do that I'm just thinking of, actually, is set up some Facebook ads or Instagram ads. That will keep your content out there and will keep people seeing it. You can set those ads up on a very limited budget. Maybe you just want to spend a couple $100 over the course of a month. Maybe you want to go all in with an ads budget. I have clients that are spending a lot of money every month on advertising, and they're keeping their name out there and they're keeping their bookings up. They also have an email newsletter list, so people are signing up for their emails. They're getting the automated welcome messages. So even though they're not actively marketing every day, then, and they're not actively putting things out there every day, they're not actively, you know, concentrating on their content strategy, they set it up in early May and they have a series of ads running over the course of the next 2 or 3 months on Instagram, on Facebook, keeping their name in front of their future guests, potential guests, and previous guests, so people don't forget about them. Okay, so there's a lot for you to do and for you to think about. I would say over the next 6 weeks, if you know if your summer is going to be ultra busy, uber busy, if it is, or if you just want to take a break and see that you're going to need to take a break coming up, then these are some things you can put into place now that are going to help you stay active, stay out there, and keep your audience engaged with you. Let me know what you thought of this podcast. Definitely go to the show notes. I'll have the full list of things to do. I'll have links to all my courses and programs and freebies, and I'll also put in Conrad's book that you can check out. And yeah, I'll see y'all next time.